Chapter 37, Finding My Way Back to God. My business now had a fleet of more than 20 boats, pongas, cruisers, sport fishers, and yachts ranging in size up to 120 foot. We represented for charter some of the finest of Cabo San Lucas vessels. Lori and I have funded countless college educations, paid for dozens of surgeries and coming-of-age parties for the children of our staff and crews. We donate to several charities, supporting cancer and autism research and veterans organizations. I still really enjoy playing guitar. Our money flows out to the people the way I always thought it should. As for the movement, nothing is ending as I think it was meant to. Mississippi St. Mary Bloom and Miss Dorothy Darling are buried in the same plot at a picturesque cemetery in Bala Cynwyd, not far from Woodmont, while less esteemed members like my mom were cremated and their ashes gone to the winds, with no marker to show that they were ever here, the few remaining members of the movement. I would guess less than 20, claimed Mother Divine was still alive as recent as early 2017, but nobody had reported seeing her at any events for years. In 2013, a photographer named Kristen Bedford went to Woodmont to chronicle the last survivors. Her website states she was told that she couldn't take photos of Mother because her image is sacred. The irony is that Mother's picture is readily available everywhere on the internet, including the website My Mom, Miss Harmony Faith, created. In 1999, Mother invited a film crew to follow her around Philadelphia to record her 50th anniversary celebration with Father. She wore a white dress and a fur stole as she joyfully celebrated. Numerous times in 2016, I asked the Lower Merion Police Department to do a wellness check on Mother because my phone calls to her were refused, my flowers were refused. They kept saying she was fine. The last time I called, the police officer said, "They told us if you ever ask us to come out there again, they will sue you for harassment." Then, on March 4, 2017, it was reported on the news that Mother Divine was dead. When the news crews come to Woodmont for a look at the remarkable history of Father Divine and the peace mission movement, they get to speak with Roger Klaus, who had no hierarchy position within the organization until Father passed. "I fear that Mother's death, like many others, was not natural, or that she was not well cared for her in her declining years, the last time I spoke with her. In June 2009 she said, 'Tommy, they don't let me do anything anymore. I just sit in my office bored. I have part of the answer of why I was brought to them in 1962, and why I was told I was adopted.' In 2008, I was contacted by E. Black, an independent researcher whose writings are published on a website sponsored by San Diego State University. Ms. Black stated she was interested in learning about Father Divine and the peace mission movement, and wanted to ask me questions. First, Lori checked it all out to be sure it was legitimate. Turns out the head of the Religious Studies Department, Dr. Rebecca Moore, had family who had joined Jim Jones and the People's Temple, and were part of the mass suicide, the drinking of the cyanide-laced Kool-Aid. The website is dedicated to answers and information. Jones was obsessed with Father and his great success. She theorizes that the search for an heir to Father Divine's kingdom came from that face-to-face meeting with Jones in 1958. When Jones stated his intention to take over the peace mission, Black's theory was that Mother knew she would not be able to hold him off. Her divinity was in question with the followers, so she came up with the idea to adopt a son. She brought this idea to Father, and he added his own thoughts: the child should have some color in his skin so he would look like their natural child, the plausible progeny. A child of Mexican descent would be perfect for completing his vision for a united North America. When Ms. Black's writings were published, with a detailed timeline of events, it was clear why I was chosen by Father and Mother. When Jones came to Woodmont, and I was there, it demonstrated that Father had chosen and was grooming a successor, so Jones focused his attention on Guyana. It is deeply troubling and painful to think about the 1978 Jonestown tragedy. Mother would never talk about it with me. Lori says that if Black's timeline is correct, my presence at the peace mission saved the lives of those followers who stayed put, believing in me, the prodigal son. It is important to keep Woodmont away from developers. I want to see the land preserved and the beauty intact. What I want most of all is to be acknowledged as Father and Mother Divine Son. Today, I feel close to God when I am high above in the Tuna Tower. From there I can see water for miles touching the blue horizon. I had the same feeling when I was at the top of the temples of the sun and the moon, a sense of oneness with the world. If I think back on my life, I feel that those moments may be the closest I've ever come to the truly divine. About Tommy Garcia, today Tommy lives on the West Coast with his wife, Lori. Together, they run their sport fishing business, Cabo Magic Sport Fishing, which is located in Mexico. He continues to play guitar and offer insight from his life when called to, lending his knowledge of the peace mission movement to academic institutions and news organizations. About Nicole Luffin, Nicole lives on the East Coast with her husband and two children. She writes for the Intelligencer and Bucks County Courier, as well as a syndicated column for Bucks Happening about parenting. She has published several fiction books, including Divine Hotel. Her interest in the peace mission movement led to this collaboration. Acknowledgements: I want to thank my wife, Lori, for everything, my friend Len for the good times and the support, and my friend Alan for being a giver. Thank you as well as my friends from Gladwine, especially Kenny Coral, who was my first real friend.